Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
Clay was amazing with a tweaked hamstring to do what he did. Looney as well, coming in and playing 20 minutes, you know, given his injury status. So both those guys are, they're warriors, no pun intended. You know, they just compete. And I'm really proud of both of them. Both played really well, but it wasn't enough in terms of our team effort.
And that's Steve Kerr lavishing, even in defeat, two warriors who gutted it out in a losing effort for game four. Klay Thompson, who's going to be a free agent on a tweaked hamstring, and Kevon Looney, who broke his clavicle, his collarbone, and just a couple of days later was back out there for the Warriors, feeling like they needed to even the series to really feel good about their chances of going back-to-back-to-back. Instead, they're looking to become only the second team in NBA history to erase a 3-1 series deficit. And that is daunting, especially with the Kevin Durant dark cloud still hanging over this team's head. And that's where we're going to start this hour, coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's the Pony Express, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, streaming at cbssportsradio.com, Sirius XM channel 206, the radio.com app, or wherever you're listening today, either on a portable radio or your car radio. I'm really appreciative of you taking even just a few minutes to listen to today's show. I'm a big believer that Kevin Durant needs to at least be in uniform for Game 5, and that if he really wants to show that his heart is in it and that he believes in the Warriors, and if he still feels like a true member of that team and that organization, he needs to at least be in uniform for Game 5. And if he tries and it doesn't work and he gets out there and he just can't help them, he's hobbling or limping through the game and he's getting exploited, the Raptors are taking advantage of him, then at that point, if he taps out or if the coaching staff and medical staff says, you know what, Kevin, this isn't worth it, we love how willing you were to put it all on the line in a do-or-die game, in a win-or-go-home game, but it's just not going to work. It's just not happening. I need to see Kevin Durant go that far. If not, if he doesn't try to suit up for Game 5, then Kevin Durant is going to prove something to me that a lot of fans have believed and opined about for a long time, really since he joined Golden State. If Durant doesn't do everything in his power to play tomorrow night, if he's not in uniform for Game 5, then that will reinforce to me that he's not a true Warrior. That everything you've heard about him going there and chasing championships and having his own agenda and his own individual goals and doing things for his own self reward, his own self-determination. If Durant doesn't suit up tomorrow, it'll prove to me that this team has been Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors for the last three seasons. That he just kind of jumped on board. He helped them win championships, but he's not really all in and committed to the team the same way the rest of the guys are. And if this proves to Kevin Durant and to others that he was the biggest reason why they won two championships, that they went back-to-back, the way he played in the postseason, the way he played in the finals. If Kevin Durant sitting out the rest of the NBA finals proves that the Warriors needed him all along. And a lot of the numbers that I've brought up and their record without him was complete bullcrap. That those stats and that record were fine for regular season games but didn't apply to the NBA Finals. If that's what Kevin Durant ultimately proves in these NBA Finals, well, then he will have debunked one myth about his time in Golden State. He will have proven that he was probably more important, more vital to that team than Steph Curry or any other player. But I think he's also showing you that he's a hired gun, that he's a mercenary, and that franchise just happened to be the one that afforded him and gave him the best chance of winning a title. And as soon as people started to illegitimize and discredit him and question him, Kevin Durant fell back on his own feelings, his own hurt feelings. Like, maybe I can try and play at like 50% and give this team a better chance of winning a championship, but if I do, maybe I still won't get all the accolades for it. And if I don't come back and play, everyone is going to write in the offseason about how this team missed me and how I was the missing piece. So what we're learning here in the finals is this. Kevin Durant has never really fit in Golden State, and that he was probably more important to them winning those last two championships than I initially believed. And it begs a question about what you demand or what you expect out of professional athletes, star players. You know, I guess if Kevin Durant doesn't play tomorrow, the days of expecting guys in the NBA who are going to be free agents to pull like a Willis Reed moment and do everything they can to get themselves back on the court, I guess those days will be over. I understand taking it easy and being precautious and not wanting to do something risky or even the slightest bit career-threatening in the regular season or in the first and second round of the NBA playoffs. That these are not games that are worth laying it all on the line for. But this is different. This is different. Let's talk about Michael Jordan for a second, right? I can't fathom if Michael Jordan was healthy enough to practice Thursday and Friday, I can't fathom him saying, nope, I can't play on Monday. We're down 3-1. Sorry, I can't. I've got Space Jam to think about or my next Hanes underwear commercial to think about. I can't play. I can't picture Larry Bird, bad back and all, his team's down 3-1. I can't picture him saying, you know what? Can't do it. I'm out. Magic Johnson, these all-time competitors. Kobe Bryant, the same thing. I was not the biggest Kobe fan. But if Kobe could drag himself onto the court to practice, you better believe he was getting out there for a do-or-die game. And I guess like when Kawhi Leonard basically took a prolonged vacation last year and said, I don't feel right, I'm not going to play. In the end, it all worked out for him. He got a fresh start somewhere else. He's going to be the NBA Finals MVP if this holds up. He's going to probably have his pick of the litter, and he's going to make all kinds of money, and he's going to be, you know, the biggest star in the NBA solar system by the time this series is over. And him sitting out last year will not have hurt him in any way, shape, or form. Doesn't hurt his reputation, doesn't hurt his image. Maybe the only place where he's questioned is in San Antonio. Everywhere else, there's this new appreciation and love for Kawhi Leonard, especially in Toronto. No one looks at him as a quitter. No one looks at him as a guy that gave up on his team in San Antonio last year. But I will tell you right now, if Durant doesn't do everything in his power to play tomorrow night, it will teach me something about what really matters to these players. And it'll reinforce to me that basketball is a business. Professional sports, regardless of what stage, it could be the biggest stage possible, the NBA Finals. And if a guy doesn't feel 100% right, if there's any chance, it's going to maybe undermine his ability to get paid in the offseason, they're not going to risk it. But I'm just confused about a lot of the stuff with Kevin Durant. You just heard in the update at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, that there are Warriors players who are anxious and frustrated over how this has been handled and what Durant has done. I mean, the guy didn't even have the decency to come out and sit on the bench for game 3 with his teammates in a home game, even though he's injured. He's not out there offering any moral support whatsoever. And you can say that's no big deal. Well, if he'd rather stay at home and watch a Denver Nuggets Warriors game in January, fine. But when it's the NBA Finals, I think you owe it to your team to be there as either a de facto cheerleader or de facto coach. So what would you do if you were in Kevin Durant's shoes? Your team is a loss away from being eliminated in the NBA Finals, but you're not 100%. You are healthy enough to practice. Do you think Kevin Durant owes it to his teammates, owes it to the Warriors to gut it out and play? And if he doesn't, will you think less of him? What should come first for Kevin Durant? His free agency or his chance at winning an NBA title? And if he's not 100%, is it worth the risk? If you were him, would you shut it down? Or would you try to prove to your teammates you care, that winning comes first, and would you try to do everything in your power to get on the court tomorrow night? Go through warm-ups, suit up, start, and then like force Steve Kerr and the Warriors training staff and medical staff to rip you out of the game. What do you think Michael Jordan would do in this situation? What do you think Kobe Bryant would do? What do you think Larry Bird would do? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'm serious. I want to hear from you on this. Because it doesn't seem to me like Warriors players just think, well, Kevin Durant is so banged up. You know, he needs a wheelchair or crutches to get around. He can barely move. They've been expecting and thinking he was going to come back and play in the NBA Finals. He hasn't, which makes you, I believe, wonder and question what his motive is. What does he want out of this? Does he want to get to free agency in one piece? That's how it looks to me. And if you're Kevin Durant, should that be the most important thing? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
Kevin Durant, it seems unlikely that he'll play tomorrow night, even though 4 weeks have passed and he's practiced with the team. My guess is when the NBA Finals wrap up, just like last year when we found out that LeBron played through a broken hand, and that there was an incident after J.R. Smith's gaffe in game 1. And it was a self-inflicted wound. And we needed to wait until the autopsy of the season, once the Cavaliers were officially eliminated, to get a full picture, a full understanding of what happened there. I bet you, if the Warriors go down here, we're not going to get, you know, like Kevin Durant's medical, look, we're not going to get his folder and like MRIs and tests that revealed that he had some really, really bad injury. I think we're going to get all kinds of stories that come to light about how there were a lot of egos involved with the Warriors this year, and this was the year that it finally kind of came to a head and blew up on them. Because I think just in the comments we've heard from guys like Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Iguodala and Klay Thompson after games, it sounds like Kevin Durant is not really like on the team. And that he's there and he's won championships with them. But I just sense a little bit of annoyance. Like they feel let down by Kevin Durant. Like he's not doing everything he can to play. And I don't get the impression that guys like respect him for it because he's got his free agency to think about. You look at what DeMarcus Cousins did to rehab his injury and Klay Thompson coming back and turning around on short notice to play. Iguodala's leg injury, Looney's broken collarbone, and all these guys have gutted it out except Durant. Because Durant probably thinks it's in his best interest not to play. Not only does it help him get into free agency in one piece, but also it shapes his narrative and fits his narrative better. As long as the Warriors are down, well, they needed Kevin Durant, and it adds to his legend there. It just adds to his legacy, period. Fans and basketball experts will give him more credit for the two championships he's won there. But I don't think Kevin Durant, his chief concern should not be about what people have said or are willing to say about him. It should be about trying to bail out his teammates and help them win. And you cannot tell me that Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant would be sitting out right now if in the same situation. 855-212-4227. That's the telephone number. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Should Kevin Durant come back and play game 5? What's a bigger deal? The respect of his teammates? Respecting the NBA finals and trying to gut it out? And should he try to help his team win, or should he think about free agency and look out for number one? 855-212-4227. Here is Robert in Florida. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Robert.
Andrew, I admire your intelligence and your knowledge. I've been around the game 50 years. I think he's sick to his stomach. He can't be out there. I think he's doing what Bird or Magic or Jordan always did, the same. Every single thing possible with the trainers. I think he's nauseous. He can't be out there. There's nothing he hasn't done to do what those guys would have done to play, but this is calf. I was there when Willis Reed entered Madison Square Garden. It was like, oh, what a moment, but it was an ankle. And when Isaiah Thomas, it was an ankle. You know, we all know.
So then how is he practicing?
Well, he's doing everything he possibly can, practicing-wise. All we hear is he's practicing, doing everything possible, but the doctors and the trainers haven't given him the okay. And he's sick to his stomach. He can't be out there,
You don't think he can give them the okay?
I don't know, Andrew, but I mean, if the doctors and trainers and he himself knows he can't do that,
let me ask you a question then. He knows he can't play and it's making him sick to his stomach because he wants to play and win another championship, right? That's what you're
absolutely
telling me?
Absolutely.
Why isn't he on the bench for game 3?
Well, Andrew, I don't know. I don't know. But Andrew, I know he's...
But let me... But Robert...
him not to be out there.
If you're a great player... and you're taking ownership of your team, and you can't be out there in body, wouldn't you want to be there in spirit?
Andrew, I can't answer that question, but I don't think any teammate is questioning what he's doing with the trainers and practicing.
I disagree with that. There are reports that players there are anxious and frustrated. Anxious and frustrated. With as much reporting as we have around the NBA, there's millions of dollars tied up in that industry. Guys like Woj, Shams, Windhorst. Don't you think by now one of them would say, look, we don't know exactly what the injury is, but the expectation there is that he's not going to play in the NBA Finals. If we don't know right now, that tells me that it's got to be close. And if it's close, he's got to play. And I don't know how anybody could say or could justify or explain why Durant decided to not be on the bench with his teammates. Why wouldn't you want to be there to support him? I guess maybe if you felt like you were at odds with them, or if things had gotten weird, or if you had hit a bumpy road in the relationship, you might feel that way. I can't picture, let's put it this way, right? Let's say LeBron breaks his hand in game one of the NBA Finals last year, and it's so bad he can't play. He's out. They won't clear him to play. They're like, you're going to play one-handed. You'd be doing a disservice to the Cavaliers if you played. You'd hurt us more than you'd help us. If LeBron James got that kind of medical diagnosis, if that's what they told him, do you think he'd say, well, okay, show's over, I'm out of here. I guess I'll watch the games from my mansion in Akron, or I'll go to my house in LA and I'll watch you guys play the next three games of the NBA Finals without me. He'd basically take over the coaching staff. So I don't get why Durant hasn't done that. If I can't help you win with my body and my shooting and my scoring and my playing, I'll try to help you win with my brain. I'll be there for moral support for you guys. Not a true warrior. I think we're seeing that firsthand now. People said, oh, that was just kind of a media creation. I think Kevin Durant's actions in these NBA Finals say differently. 855-212-4227. Again, that line brought to you by Geico. Great news. You could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. If Kevin Durant doesn't play in the NBA Finals, will you label him soft? Will you think less of him? Do you think Michael Jordan or Larry Bird or Kobe Bryant in similar situations, these all-time competitors, would they be out there right now? Would they be playing? Would LeBron play through this? 855-212-4227. Also, I'm not a tennis guy. I saw something at the French Open today that made me think about double standards and how we have one set of rules for one group, and then a totally different set of rules for another. And it actually made me angry. I'll tell you what that is, or what I mean by that next.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
Thanks for finding me today. Here every Sunday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific, 10 to 2 Eastern, CBS Sports Radio and the CBS Sports Radio streaming services on radio.com, and also just by going to the website, cbssportsradio.com. The radio.com app is free, so you can pretty much listen to us anywhere. If you can get a internet connection, wireless connection, use your data on us, it's worth it. CBS Sports Radio. Patriots handed out their Super Bowl rings last week. And then I see today at Roland Garros at the French Open's men's final, Robert Kraft sitting in the front row of the stadium with actor Woody Harrelson. And it's amazing to me how the news cycle will ramp up and cast somebody as like a dastardly, despicable person one second, and then once another crisis arises or another controversy, the sports media world will go sprinting to that, and we'll just completely forget about the issue we were obsessing about and complaining about last week. Robert Kraft is a great example of that. I truly believe the NFL is hoping that its fans forget about the Robert Kraft massage parlor stuff. And if Roger Goodell had his druthers, we would get through this offseason without any new information on that. The story legally and criminally would go away. And that would give Goodell just enough to ignore it. Football would come back in August. We'd start thinking about our fantasy teams and the games themselves. And with really only maybe the light bulb moments where you're watching, say, the Patriots open the season against the Steelers, they show Kraft's box, and in that moment, you're like, hey, wait a second. Didn't he get busted? Wasn't there a sting operation at a massage parlor and he was there? And isn't there video that hasn't been released yet of the sex acts being performed? Oh, yeah. And then maybe you kind of get angry about it for 5 minutes, but then it's 3rd and 7 and you watch the play and you kind of forget about it. It's out of sight, out of mind. All I'm saying is this. I am not a teetotaler. I am not a moral oral. I'm not somebody who is the most morally upright citizen. I don't get up on my soapbox and my high horse and just look down on people and judge them for their lack of scruples all the time. Okay? What I do demand out of the NFL is that they treat the people who are the guardians of the game, the owners, to a higher standard. And if you do have a policy in place where people get suspended based on behavioral exploits, not necessarily something that gets them thrown in jail, that has them behind bars because they are a risk to society, because they're dangerous, but the standard I've seen from the NFL with a lot of its players are, if you do something to embarrass us, we are going to discipline you for it. That Goodell has used that language in the NFL CBA to punish his players even when there's no charge or conviction to back it up. Ezekiel Elliott was suspended. He wasn't convicted of a crime, but the NFL thought that everything that was hovering over him was damaging to its brand, and they put him in his place. They did the same thing with Ben Roethlisberger 10 years ago. So if you are going to discipline players for their own lack of judgment and for embarrassing acts that make the NFL suffer from a black eye publicly, then if that standard is used on players, it should be used on owners too. And it was on Jim Irsay when he got caught with a bunch of drugs and he got pulled over under the influence. The NFL suspended him. And I'm just wondering when this now, it seems to transition from Roger Goodell, where he was under investigation, he had a lot of NFL insiders wondering if there was going to be a huge fine, a suspension. Is Goodell even going to take it the next level and try to push, not have Kraft sell the team, but kind of move him off to the side and see if his son Jonathan will take over the franchise? We've gone from that to basically complete silence on the issue. And Kraft has just gone back to living his life, having ring parties, going to big sporting events, NBC showing them they're in cahoots with the NFL there, the Sunday night games, and they put him on today, and they're not even when they show Robert Kraft at the French Open. It's not like he's a guy that they're showing who's like embroiled in controversy, and there's not even any like hint of disappointment or judgment passed on him when they show him. They're just like, there he is, a great football man, a winner, a Super Bowl champion, six times over, Robert Kraft, taking in this Rafael Nadal match today. It's like the stain got scrubbed out or washed out pretty easily on Kraft. And I don't think what he did, now that we know more information, I don't think Robert Kraft is guilty of a heinous crime. But Les has gotten fined and suspended, so I wonder when and if Goodell is going to find it within himself to discipline one of the most powerful owners in the NFL. When he's done that in the past to the Patriots, it didn't go over well. Kraft's relationship and friendship with him was compromised, and maybe Goodell is just timid and afraid to do it again. Who knows? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. My name is Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio. Julius is in New Mexico. He wants to talk about Kevin Durant. Julius, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew. You know what happened back then when they won the Warriors won the first year, and then the next year, down 3-1, the Cleveland came back.
Correct.
And won it all. So yep. What happened? You know what happened. Draymond Green ran in the parking lot and said, Kevin, we're going to hire you. Hire a gun. Yep. Come to town. But right now, that's what happened. The past 2 years, two championships were Kevin Durant. The hired gun has a broken finger. You know that, Andrew. He can't go out there and do nothing. So what? Why is he going to sit on the bench? Show support. Why? Why, Andrew? He don't have to. He's a hired gun. You know that. Right? Right, Andrew?
Well, I get that he's doesn't feel like he bleeds Warriors gold and blue or whatever they describe their colors as. He went there because if he didn't, he was afraid he was going to be remembered as a great player to never win a championship. And I think that influenced his decision. He wanted things to come easier for him, and they did for 2 years. And there was criticism the last month, and I was part of that, saying, look at the record here. Look at the way the Warriors play without him. There's proof here to suggest that they're actually better with him out of the lineup. And I think Kevin Durant has also shown a penchant for letting those criticisms and comments get to him. So I think it's possible that he said, the heck with this. You know, I'll prove the critics wrong. They think they're better off without me. Let's watch it play out. Now, according to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, Durant's cleared to practice. So if he's cleared to practice now, I don't see any excuse whatsoever as to why he can't at least suit up and try to play tomorrow. That you'd think he'd at least be in uniform for tomorrow's game. And if he has to check out or bow out or tap out from there, that's one thing. I think Golden State would get an emotional shot in the arm if Durant is even there, ready to play, open to playing, in the starting lineup. And if you got to take him out quickly because he just can't withstand the punishment, the demands of the game, so be it. But I think it would send a message to the rest of the team that he cares and he wants to do everything he can to play. But then you've got other people who say he should put his free agency first and the money that's on the table and not risk further injury. Lincoln's in Tennessee. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Lincoln.
Hey, Drew. How's it going today, my man?
Hey, man. Hey.
I just wanted to go back to what you were saying about the ratings in the NBA.
Yeah. They're way down for these finals.
Yes, sir. My opinion is, Andrew, I think it's because of the narrative around the NBA. There's a lot of, I guess to quote Kevin Durant, there's a lot of fanboy activity. You got people jumping around the team to team. You know, there's some people have rooted for three teams in a decade. So if your player is not in there, I think people kind of lose interest. I don't think it's about the team anymore.
All right, well then, why aren't guys like Kawhi Leonard and Steph Curry, who are huge stars, why aren't they enough for people to want to watch this?
I mean, I haven't met a person that was a Kawhi fan in San Antonio and left and changed their colors and saying, I'm going for Toronto.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, even
how about Curry? Why isn't Curry put in like, why can't Curry attract fans the way that LeBron has or the way that Durant has?
I think Curry has, Andrew, but I think there is a, like you were saying, a lot of people are like, well, LeBron's not in it, so I'm not interested. A lot of people don't like Curry because of his matchups with LeBron.
Well, you know what, Lincoln? I mean, that's now then. The NBA is in a very kind of precarious position then, because I'm not hopeful or I'm not optimistic that we're going to see the Lakers with LeBron get back to another finals. And the NBA, if it needs LeBron James the same way golf needs Tiger Woods, then I think the league is going to decline in popularity. Because I think it's going to get worse before it gets better for LeBron. I don't see a renaissance in L.A. I think that organization is too, there's too much controversy around it. There's too much conflict. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of cohesion. I think LeBron went there because he had kind of, he had a new outlook on things. He was looking to be a mogul as much as he was a basketball player. And so from a business standpoint, it made more sense to go there than it did from a basketball point of view. I don't think LeBron, from a basketball perspective, is as driven as he used to be. He won his championship in Cleveland. As far as he's concerned, his legacy and his place in the game all time is already set in stone. So I think the NBA, if it's going to rebound from these finals, which have not been well-received and well-watched, I think they're going to need either another star like Zion, maybe, to live up to the hype, or they're going to need a team in a traditional NBA market. It's going to need the Knicks, a franchise that hasn't been relevant since the late 90s. It's going to need the Knicks to win free agency and get close to the NBA Finals or get to the Finals next year. It's going to need Boston to rebound from a horrible season. It's going to need the Philadelphia 76ers to learn a lesson from these playoffs and get deeper next year. That's a lot of ifs, though, for this league. All right. On many of these same stations, the great Jody McDonald is next. Conversation continues on Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. That's the name of the show, with you every Sunday. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.